We inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
This is a battle of worldview.
And we activate.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach, with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays here on At the Core. Walker Wildman with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we are, we're watching the headlines. We're looking at a lot of this stuff going on. It's insanity across the country. But then you see these little, white lights of inspiration, these little moments where you think, wow, the American people haven't totally lost it. We even have some good leaders, believe it or not. Great press conference, last week. I saw two big issues in D.C. that I am thrilled to see good leadership on, and more members of Congress getting on board with these issues. And in fact, I'm going to have one of those congressmen with us this Thursday, Congressman Mike Johnson. He's from Louisiana, used to run the Family Policy Council there. Just definitely one of us, Constitution guy, really, really solid. And just glad to see he and Chip Roy and a few others not letting the FBI off the hook. In fact, doing the opposite of that, holding their feet to the fire, bringing in these whistleblowers, continue the investigation. And of course, it is the oversight committee that is supposed to oversee these things. So Comer's, pushing on these things as well. And, of course, being stonewalled every which way but Sunday. And so it's going to be a fight to get those things done. But I just start the program today with that just to say, man, I'm seeing some positive movement in the right direction, and I want you to be hopeful and encouraged and know there's a lot of good people out there in the fight. In fact, I don't know if I'll get him on for a live interview or not, but I was talking to my buddy John Stemberger out in Florida today, and new book out that's going to be out later this month, just about all the pro-life leaders over the last 50, 60 years now that really sacrificed to get us to a point where we could restore a culture of life, to where we started, moving the culture in the right direction. And of course, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, huge, and then these battles in the individual states. It's not over, it's actually more intense now than it's been in my lifetime in terms of these state by state battles. But John was just talking about the legacy. In fact, that's the name of the book. Legacy of Life, I believe, is the name of the book. Legacyoflifebook.com, I think, is the website. Anyway, the legacy of all of these people that for so long sacrificed, and now you're seeing so much of the fruit from those things. So I tend to want to see immediate results. We're all kind of part of this microwave culture and fast food culture where we want to know immediately that what we're doing makes a difference. Doesn't usually work that way in public policy or on these core issues that we talk about here on the program. So when we get victories, I like to talk about them, and I like to point out that there's some good things happening. So just the fact that Congress is bringing attention to the two-tier justice system. I've been ranting about that here on the program for months and months, really, ever since it became so glaring in our face after January 6, 2021, and just unequal treatment of Republican versus Democrat, or conservative versus liberal, or frankly, even based on race. I mean, these people are literally going back in time. They are rehashing now and beginning once again to judge us based on the color of our skin rather than the content of our character. It's exactly why you had The View, disparaging Tim Scott, black Republican from South Carolina, great senator, U.S. senator, announcing that he's running for president. And, instead of saying, look at his record, or, disparage him based on his record, if you want, if The View obviously are leftist. So if they want to, talk about his position on the no, they see everything through the lens of race. So their whole criticism of him was based on the color of his skin. He's a black guy running for president. And instead of, talking positively about that, it's all they could come up with was, basically pull the ladder up behind him and he might have made it, but nobody else. I mean, give me a break. I mean, these people cannot see anything except through the prism of race. And that, my friends, is racist. right? Who are the racists today? It's the left. It's the communist. It's always been the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats were always the racists. They were the ones that wanted to keep slavery. They were the ones that had the Jim Crow laws. They were the ones that had white-only primaries. They've always been the racist. All they've done is just reversed. Now, they're still racist. They still want to divide us by race. But now, it's all about you can have your own black graduation. You know, we're going to segregate our graduation again. I thought the civil rights movement was all about stopping this nonsense, but not for the left. No, because if they can't divide us, they cannot conquer us. And so it's all about division from their viewpoint. At any rate, back to where I started on this thing, Congress is doing some good investigations over on the House side, at least, and glad to see they're pushing for an investigation of the FBI, who is also racist, and now a complete two-tier justice system, which, as I said, became most obvious after the January 6th debacle, and now the way that they have gone after anybody that was there on January 6th, and then highlighted in these hearings last week, the one that really should get under your skin is the way that they have treated the pro-life movement. I mean they have literally now gone after a pro-life activist that did nothing but defend his son. He's out there, standing up for the unborn, and his son, I can't remember, 12, 13 years old, is out there with him, and this radical leftist crazy guy is literally attacking his son, and so he defends his son and pushes this guy away from his son, and then the DA comes after him. Now, actually, I take that back. The DA decided not to go after him. A year later, the FBI goes after him. And this is the guy, you all seen the story. I've talked about it here on the program. Walker probably has as well. But this whole, FBI raid on this sweet pro-life family, 6 or 7 kids, I can't remember, guns pointed in on the children and the dad, the whole thing. I mean, it was traumatizing to the family. And so the House of Representatives has brought attention to this. I said last week, I think it was actually yesterday. Man, time flies. Anyway, these guys, I thank them for this. Chip Roy and Mike Johnson and all of these members that are saying this is wrong. This is evil. We are calling good evil and evil good, and we are now no longer blind justice. We're going after political opponents, and that's what the FBI and the Department of Justice has been doing in the pro-life movement. They go after the pro-lifers. They do not go after the people that have bombed and burned and defaced pregnancy centers, the radical leftist pro-abortion folks. They leave them alone. No prosecutions there. And so this House of Representatives is bringing attention to this. These hearings are important. I know you may feel like, yeah, but they don't ever get anything done. They don't ever actually prosecute. They don't ever listen. This is how it gets started. I know it's not enough. I want more. I want prosecutions. I want prosecutions of Anthony Fauci. I want prosecutions of Dr. Birx. I want prosecutions of all of these medical professionals and corporate hacks that made our lives miserable for 3 years and caused people to die and caused people to not get to be with their loved ones, and not, they had 3 different funerals for George Floyd with thousands and thousands of people at the exact same time. You were not allowed to attend the funeral of a loved one because they were all limited to 10. At the exact same time, they would not let that son move his chair over to sit by and comfort his mother at his father's funeral. That same kind of insanity, that stuff needs to be prosecuted, no doubt about it. But it begins with the investigations. It begins with shining the light of truth. It begins with light dispelling the darkness. It begins with as Bill Bennett always says, that sunlight is the best disinfectant. So that's what these hearings are doing. And so I'm thankful that they're doing this. The whole FACE Act, crazy name, I know, FACE Act. Let's see what that stands for. I was just looking that up because I always get confused by this. Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. I mean, first of all, that's, I don't know. It was supposed to be a compromise bill where pro-lifers would be able to actually be on the sidewalks, but that, you could only, you couldn't go so, could only get so close or whatever. Anyway, they're now using it as a intimidation factor. They're now using it to prosecute pro-lifers. So it's a mess. But these House members are taking a good look at it. So I'm thankful for them. Thank you for leaders of integrity and courage. Courage is contagious. In fact, another guy I need to get on is going to we need to talk about the courage that's been exhibited by Ron DeSantis in Florida, and how it's causing more people to stand up, and not only in Florida but across the country. So this is all very, very good. By the way, our phone number today, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Let's talk Target. Okay, this may be as important as the Bud Light boycott. Okay, first of all, the Bud Light boycott is working. They are taking it in the teeth right now financially, and that's the only way to get a woke corporation to change its policies. They are losing money hand over fist. I mean, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing for these people to now champion what the president of the United States, or I should say the occupant of the White House, has been championing, which is a grown man dressing up as a little girl and running around and talking like a little girl and acting like a little girl. Therefore, now by parading that around and showcasing that, confusing kids and encouraging more of this insanity. And so now Bud Light is in on the act along with all these other woke corporations. And of course, this has gone viral and public. And so all kinds of people are saying no more, never again. And so Bud Light is losing a lot of money. So Anheuser-Busch realizes they made a huge mistake here with their Bud Light brand. Well, same thing's about to happen with Target. We've targeted Target before over these woke policies. We've run into this before, and they in the past they responded, got rid of, one time it was over the Christmas thing and other issues. This time, folks, I think it's time for Target to go bankrupt. I cannot imagine it's not. I'm trying to think of the correct word. I'm a country boy. It's not fixable. I know it's not a word, but today it is. This one is not fixable. Target is too far gone. Okay, when they will use a Satanist, when they will promote an entire line of clothing towards children that is all about the sexualization of children, it's too far gone. I mean, this is... Do not spend your money at Target, period. Not a penny. Not a penny. Come on. And this is not one of these woke corporations where you don't have an option type situation, right? I mean, there's woke entities that promote leftist causes and have done some of this, pro-homosexuality stuff that you don't – sometimes you just don't have a choice, or the choice is almost impossible. And therefore, and listen, I'm guilty of this. I still buy Apple products. I have an Apple Watch on. I carry an iPhone. I use Mac computers. And it's a woke corporation. They are not our friends. They give money to everything that we are not about. And in that case, I have made the tactical decision. And I typically try very hard to buy used equipment so they're not getting additional money. But at any rate, that's one of those that's difficult. Target is not difficult. There is always another option besides Target. There is always another department store that you can go find if you want the cheaper route, Walmart. If you just can't, you just can't do Walmart, or you can't do a local store, there's uppity stores. Target's always been kind of the more prestigious, I guess, of the big chains. Stop it. Stop spending money supporting this radical, satanic, I can say that with document it for you, this radical, satanic, leftist, evil agenda being pushed by Target. Enough is enough. It began with them letting men into their women's bathrooms, and now it's a total push with their entire product line. If you haven't seen the videos online, it's disgusting. The stuff that they're doing. They're even got dog toys that are rainbow homosexual agenda stuff. So enough of Target. Don't spend another penny there. If you disagree with me, call in. If you agree with me, call in. If you just want to comment, call in. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. I'll try to remember when we come back from the break, though. I got to talk baseball. I'm an MLB. I used to be a baseball family. We used to be a baseball family. We've been boycotting MLB for 3 years. Now the Dodgers and the Sisters of the Perpetual Indulgence. Disgusting stuff. We'll talk about that, too, when we come back and talk about why there's plenty of other options besides baseball now. Stay with us, folks. I'm Rick Green. You're listening to At the Core.
At the Core podcasts are available at AFR.net. Now, back to At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. Thanks for staying with me today. I said we'd talk Dodgers and baseball. I got to read you two quick quotes, though, that have nothing to do with Dodgers. The Dodgers and their unfortunate, ridiculous, and fascination with these disgusting and immoral sisters of perpetual indulgence. But I'll get to that in a second. First, Terry Schilling, a friend of mine, does a fantastic job essentially lobbying for the families, basically all about restoring American principles in the American family. And he tweeted this out last night, and I think this is so important because we tend to get overwhelmed by the bad news. We tend to get overwhelmed by the onslaught against the things we believe in. He said this. He said, "Don't get distracted. The alphabet industry is getting annihilated. In just the last 3 years, 22 states have protected women's sports, 19 states have protected kids from mutilation, and 6 states have banned porn for minors online. And that's just the start. Who cares about the Dodgers?" Okay, so I read that to you because he mentioned the Dodgers, and I just think good news is always good to hear, and it also helps to kind of see what the score is out there. That's really good. 22 states have already protected women's sports, and I get it. We could say, well, why haven't 50? I mean, it's insane that we would let boys play in girls' sports. I agree, but we have allowed the left to take over every major institution in America, so we're living with the result. And so now as we push back and the church finally starts to push back and get engaged and be a part of the solution, already in very short order, we've been able to have a lot of victories. So that's really, really good news. 22 states protecting women's sports, 19 states protecting kids from mutilation, and 6 states that have banned porn for minors online. Okay, and so when he says, who cares about the Dodgers, what's going on with the Dodgers? Okay, listen, this thing with the Dodgers is crazy. So they invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And let me just tell you, these people are sick, okay? These are basically drag queens that dress up as nuns, and they go out and they, they show off and they're obnoxious and they basically are flaunting an anti-biblical lifestyle in dressed in the garb of what people would typically think of as biblical, right? It's supposed to be a bunch of nuns, so it's a bunch of guys dressed up as women. All right, listen. I didn't know anything about them. Okay, so I'm always saying DuckDuckGo it, don't use Google because Google is so left. I did not realize, people keep saying to me, Google has totally manipulated their searches to the point that you cannot get, and with all this AI stuff, we should be very worried about what people are seeing. But I Googled it. I Googled, what are the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? And I'm telling you, listen, I scrolled down, I clicked on links, I got 100, the first 100 links. I stopped at that point. The first 100 links are all positive, all glowing of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, these sick, disgusting drag queens dressed up as nuns. And Google has nothing but positive links. You cannot tell me there are not conservative Christian exposés on just how disgusting these people are out there that a search engine should not be able to find. But they are purposely preventing you from being able to find that. So here's what happened. I just wanted to point that out. So another a great reason to not use Google, okay? Don't use it for your search. And here's another one of those, kind of like MacBook or Mac, where, you know, with the Google Docs and all that kind of stuff, it's hard to find alternatives. So I get that. We use a lot of Google products out there, and there's some things you almost have to use them for. I've got to find a way to not use them for my searches. I thought I had everything defaulted to DuckDuckGo, but apparently I didn't, and I'm going to have to work on that. Okay, so back to the Dodgers and the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So what happened was the Dodgers uninvited them because it was so obvious. This is disgusting. They should not be highlighted at a Los Angeles Dodgers game. There's a bunch of kids in the stadium. We shouldn't be, you know, putting this kind of disgusting stuff in front of kids. But oh no, the thought police and the left, you cannot appease the mob. You cannot appease the left. They never stop. It's never enough. And so what have the Dodgers done now? They've opened themselves up to this. So by canceling them, now the left comes after them, and now they're, oh, we're so sorry. We should never have uninvited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And they have this goofy worded apology. Let's see if I can find this here. That is all about, it's got all the left speak and feel good speech that they're trying to trying to virtue signal with all this stuff. Well, I can't find it. Anyway, they put out this long letter saying, you know, oh, we're so sorry. Come on and join the, you know, be here for a special day for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence at the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm sorry. I'm done with MLB. I will not give them a penny. It's been 3 years ever since they, on their website, parroted all of the communist Black Lives Mafia stuff. I said, that's it. And I was at 28, folks, 28 of the 30 Major League Baseball parks. I was almost there. Only had two stadiums to go. And they had to ruin it for me. Absolutely ruin it for our whole family. So we have refused to give them a penny ever since then. I haven't even watched a game. I can't say I haven't watched a single pitch because there's been a few social media, clips that have ended up on my feed, and it's, you know, some, you know, amazing catch or performance or whatever, and the video starts playing, and I just can't help it. I have to watch. You know, I miss baseball. I do. I miss baseball. And now it's not just baseball that's woke. It's softball that's woke. What is this? I think this was in Texas, if I read this right, at a college softball game where they came online and said, oh, out of respect, we're not going to do the national anthem. What they meant to say was out of disrespect. Out of disrespect for every military member, for out of disrespect for every American that loves their country. Regard, you know, we have sin in our history, of course. We have sin in our nation right now, but we still love our nation. We've never thought that meant our nation was perfect. We don't wave the flag because it means our nation's perfect. It means that flag is worthy of being waved because it stands for the principles and the ideal of America. It stands for the idea that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that there's moral absolutes. It stands for the ideal that we want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in this country. And yet, at a college softball game, they refuse to play the national anthem out of respect, meaning out of disrespect for the vast majority of Americans and for all of the Americans that died so that those girls could be on the field playing softball. But somehow out of respect for whoever it is that thinks America's evil and wrong. If America's so evil and wrong, move. Go to some other country. The people that hate this country live here because it's so much better than anywhere else on the planet. And they're coming here in droves. I mean, look at our open border right now. Why are millions of people coming across the border illegally? And why are the ones that are at least willing to wait and do this thing legally, willing to come here legally? Because it's the American dream. That's what that flag stands for, the American dream. And these people that hate this country need to leave. Get out. Go somewhere else. I'm sick and tired of them saying out of respect, we're going to now denounce America. We're not going to play the national anthem. We're not going to wave the American flag out of respect for the people that hate this country. I'm sorry. I don't respect the people that hate this country. I have no respect for you whatsoever. I would respect you if you would leave America. I would respect you if you actually had the courage of your supposed convictions, your lies that you perpetrate as a Marxist trying to make people hate America. I would respect you if you stood by those convictions by leaving America and going wherever it is you think that is so much better than this, the greatest, most powerful, most free, blessed, most prosperous and most benevolent nation in the history of the world. You're winning right now. I'll admit it. You're winning. The left is winning. They destroy everything they touch, and now they've destroyed sports, or baseball at least, football, basketball. Now they're destroying girls softball. They're certainly destroying all of women's sports by allowing men to play in it. So they're winning right now only because the American spirit has been eroded. It's just like Ronald Reagan said, I'm warning, when that famous quote everybody talks about where he says freedom's never more than one generation from, freedom's a fragile thing, never more than one generation away from extinction. But he goes on to say, I'm warning of an erosion of the American spirit that comes from an eradication of the American memory. And that's what's happened. These liars have been able to lie about who we are as Americans, and people have bought the lie because they didn't know the truth. And so because of an eradication of the American memory, we now have an erosion of the American spirit. And there's just an example of it. Softball games without the national anthem. Los Angeles Dodgers games where they highlight these men dressed up as women acting as nuns. So literally spitting in the face of God, spitting in the face of the Catholic Church, spitting in the face of the Bible, spitting in the face of all that is good and natural. And the Los Angeles Dodgers want to highlight that. Okay, I'm done ranting. Let's go to the phones. 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. We're going to start with Tracy, first-time caller from Texas. So good to have a Texan calling in. No offense to everybody that, you know, there's only Texans and those that want to be Texans. That's the two groups of people out there. Tracy, go ahead. Comment or question today. Or insult, whatever you got.
I have a question.
In the Bible it says
that women are not supposed to teach over men, correct?
Well, yes. I'm not going to claim to be an expert on this particular issue. My understanding I definitely think there was a specific message to that particular church that Paul wrote that letter to. But at the same time, I don't think that's a prohibition from women ever teaching in any situation. Otherwise, what do we do about, you know, female teachers even for third graders or certainly in any other context? But anyway, go ahead.
This is true. Okay, so is it appropriate for a woman to lead the biblical constitution classes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because first of all, they're not really leading them. They're just getting people into the room. So if someone does have a problem with a woman teaching in any situation, which I'm not in that camp. I mean, I do think there's a problem with they can be absolutely be abused, and there's certain situations I would be very much against, but this is not one of them for sure. You're literally talking about a study on the Constitution and on what the Bible says about the Constitution, and the Constitution coach, all they do is get people in the room and they hit play. And so they're not even the ones teaching in the first place, but they are hosting the class, which I would think for even that those who don't want women teaching in any situation should be okay with them hosting a biblical citizenship class. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, go get a class going, Tracy. Where in Texas did you call from?
Near Aquila.
Where?
In Aquila. Okay, so between Waco and Whitney, if you sneeze, you'll miss us.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, Tracy, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You bet. Have a good one. All right, let's go to, let's see, I'm trying to read my without my glasses here. How about Cornelius in Louisiana? Cornelius, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, I know Mike Johnson. He used to come to the Reagan rallies and stuff. I have to be an African-American that's a Republican, one of the few in Louisiana and in Alexandria. And I was talking to your call screener. I'm watching C-SPAN 2, and the caption is U.S. National Security and China. And so they've got the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the DOJ up there. And the Republicans are in charge now, so the Democrats have to do what the Republicans say now.
And you're talking about in the House?
Yes, this is the House, not the Senate now.
Okay, gotcha.
They're having a meeting now, so if somebody wants to watch C-SPAN 2 and see what the Republicans and how the Democrats, because I believe I was a military police officer also, and I defended this country, and I just see it just going downhill. I'm 62 years old. Like I said, I'm an African-American. I can remember, Rick, and I don't know how old you are. I don't want to ask that. I remember we had the prayer, the pledge, the Negro National Anthem, and the National Anthem, whereas the whites just had the prayer and the pledge and the National Anthem. Once we integrated, it was just the prayer and pledge and National Anthem. Once they took that out of school, everything started going downhill. We had guns in school. In other words, we went doe hunting, deer hunting, duck hunting. We weren't hunting humans. Our coaches had guns in the gun racks and stuff like that. But when the Supreme Court, and I wish my parents had disobeyed that, we should have never taken out the Ten Commandments, God, and prayer, and the pledge from the school.
Agreed.
But once we took all that stuff out, the devil stepped right in. You want to play something that's truthful? 1965, Paul Harvey said, if I were the devil, you're right, the left or the Dems, they, to me, they're totally communist. And you call Black Lives Matter a Black Lives Mafia. I call them Black Lives Maoists because the people that started that were Maoists. That's what they really were.
Cornelius, I'm going to steal that from you, brother. That is so good. That's exactly right. They're Maoists. Black Lives Maoists. Yeah, because they admit to being communists. And the other thing you said is so – everything you said, so good, so good. You know, listen, when you take the Ten Commandments out and you say to the kids there is no right and wrong – And do whatever feels good, whatever's right in your own eyes. You no longer teach it's wrong to murder, to steal, to lie. You no longer teach to honor your father and mother. I mean, what do we expect, right? I mean, we literally have taken out the good stuff and we put garbage in and then we expect good stuff out? No, we're going to get garbage out.
Yes,
you nailed it, man. You nailed it. You have just described what is truly wrong in the nation. Why were we subject to the socialist lies and promises, this Maoist mentality? Why did we fall for it? Because exactly what you just said. 50 years ago, we started dismantling the foundations, and Paul Harvey had it so right. In fact, I've heard that very one you're talking about. It's so good. Man, appreciate your call, Cornelius. Such good salient points. And a reminder for all of us, no matter who you elect, if you don't restore the foundations, you've got to rebuild the walls. Come see the reproach that we are. Look at the despair that we're in. Look at the crumbling of the culture. How do we change it? We rebuild the walls. We rebuild the foundations. We bring back the truths that Cornelius is talking about. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Your phone calls at 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'm Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach. You're listening to At the Core.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio with your host, Walker Wildman.
We're back here on At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green. Thanks so much for staying with us on this Tuesday. Before we go back to the phones, a couple other quick, I just love some of these social media messages out there. So did you know? Okay, so school choice, by the way, and I talked about it on the program. I know some of you are against it. You're against freedom. I'm not really kidding, actually. I mean, err on the side of freedom. Let parents decide, not the institutions. They're taking our money. Let parents redirect that money away from the leftist to schools that don't teach leftism. Anyway, school choice is taking off across the country. Thank you, COVID. Parents finally saw just how bad the public school system is. And every, you know, when you have school choice, when parents can decide, they can get their kids into a school that supports the values that they're teaching at home. Anyway, it's been, you know, Arkansas, Iowa, Texas is on the verge. I don't think it's going to happen, so we're going to have a special session, and then it will happen, finally. It's why I ran for the legislature 25 years ago. Anyway, North Carolina passed school choice, and the governor, who's a leftist, who hates children. No, okay, he doesn't hate you. I'm exaggerating that. Who obviously hates parental rights because he's declaring a state of emergency because school choice is passing the legislature. Okay, give me, are you serious? It's a state of emergency. The state of emergency is that the public school system is teaching our children to hate their own nation. That is the state of emergency, and school choice will break the backs of the teacher unions and hopefully restore actual education in the classroom. So school choice is the answer to the state of emergency, but this crazy Roy Cooper in North Carolina is literally declaring a state of emergency. I just think it's actually kind of, you know, almost funny. Corey DeAngelis, who's a great school choice advocate, he said, they're losing control over the minds of other people's children and they can't handle it. He says to Governor Cooper, cry harder. I like that. I like that. I think that's pretty good. And then one other tweet here, and we'll go to the phones. This is shocking. News flash, breaking news. Here we go. This is from Dr. Lupiz. She's a great advocate on social media on the sanity that needs to be restored. But our world population right now is 8 billion. I don't know if she's right. I don't know if these numbers are the first numbers right. I know the second two numbers are right. The first number is world population, 8,030,610,062 people on planet Earth right now. People born from women, 8,030,610,062 people born from women. I mean, from men, people born from men, zero. Feel free to fact check. I think that's great. Way to go, Dr. Lupiz. Well done. World population, 8 billion. People born from women, 8 billion. People born from men, zero. Sometimes you just got to, you know, speak obvious scientific and biblical truth to this crazy world that has gone nuts on this stuff. Carmese from Alabama. Carmese calling in from Alabama. Go for it, Carmese. You're up next.
Yes, sir. I want to ask you, what's the latest on the protest with Michelle Bachmann pertaining to the WHO? We giving our sovereignty to them because it's supposed to expire the end of this month, right? And it's going to be another pandemic because Bill Gates already said when we have our next pandemic. So it's like it's in the works because, you know, he's the one that's funding these vaccines. He's pushing vaccines hard. And he
yeah, Carmese, listen, what you're talking about is should be one of our most important issues to be paying attention to right now, and it's the giving up of sovereignty to the World Health Organization. And Michelle Bachmann's been covering it on site at their World Health Summit or whatever they're calling that thing. And so I want to give out a website real quick. It's called, I gave it out a week or two ago when I had Frank Gaffney on. It's sovereigntycoalition.org. 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 I was just with Frank, and believe it or not, Naomi Wolf, who's a liberal. She helped Bill Clinton, Al Gore. She has had an absolute wake-up call as a result of this this tyranny that has been foisted upon the world using a health scare to do it. And anyway, I was just with them talking about this specifically, sovereigntycoalition.org. And it's the American Sovereignty Declaration, and it's basically calling upon Congress to get us out of the WHO, exit the WHO, pound exit the WHO, hashtag exit the WHO. That's what we need to be telling everybody, hashtag exit the WHO. Carmese, you're bringing up one of the most important subjects, and I need to be talking about it more. I'm so glad you called because I've forgotten to talk about it the last week or so. This is critical, folks. It's critical. If you don't think, if you think the COVID stand, the radical COVID crackdowns that were enforced upon the American people over the last 3 years were crazy, imagine if you let the World Health Organization make the decisions. And that's what this accord that Joe Biden wants to do would do. And remember what Frank Gaffney told us. They took a test vote in the Senate. It was Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, ran an amendment and basically said that if Joe Biden signs this accord, which is a treaty, it's not an accord, it's a treaty that hands over our sovereignty to the World Health Organization and lets the World Health Organization, which the Chinese control, so many pieces of this puzzle, the Chinese control it, it hands over our sovereignty to them and gives them the ability to make the decisions with regard to when something is considered a pandemic or not, how to respond to it, what the response will be, and even your personal health decisions, forcing you to get jabs, forcing you to wear masks, forcing you to quarantine when you're not even sick, all of that stuff. That's what they are handing over to the World Health Organization. And Ron Johnson says to his colleagues in the Senate, hey guys, gals, this is a treaty, and Constitution says that a treaty has to come through the Senate, and we have to approve it. How about we require the president to bring it to us and actually have a vote on this thing? And would you believe that the United States Senate completely abdicated its authority and said, no, we're not going to vote on this. We're not going to do our job under the... They took a vote and voted to not do their job under the Constitution. I don't even know. I mean, when you hate your country to the point that you will not do your job under the Constitution as a United States Senator, you probably should not be in the United States Senate. So to all of those people that sent senators to Congress that are abdicating their authority and literally handing over our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, thanks a lot. And may I say, as Sam Adams said, crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you, and may we never remember that you were our countrymen. That's what Sam Adams said, and you're literally licking the hand that feeds you when you hand that sovereignty and that authority over to the World Health Organization. Just unbelievable. Thank you so much for calling in with that question or comment, whatever it was, because that is an issue I need to be pounded on every Tuesday and Thursday. Every time I get this microphone, I need to be talking about this because it's that critical. Folks, this is incredibly dangerous, and it ties directly into the digital currency that they can track. So if it's trackable digital currency controlled by the federal government, you combine that with what they're talking about and handing over the sovereignty to the World Health Organization, and they will micromanage your life. And if you spend money on things they don't want you to spend money on, they will cut you off. If they claim that there's an emergency, and you know they want to do this with climate, they want the climate hoax to become the climate crisis that they've cried out for years and years and years, that they've been indoctrinating children with for decades. How many people listening to me right now, you've bought the lie because it was all throughout your education, this fear tactic about the climate, and it used to be global warming. Why do they not call it that anymore? Because all the science shows you that global warming is not happening. Or even if it is to the tenth decimal place, that it's not man-made, and therefore, because the science was so clear on that, they had to change the scare tactic from global warming, oh, everything's going to heat up, to now what is it? Climate change, climate crisis. Why do they make it so generic? So that whichever way it goes, it's a crisis. Are we that foolish? Are we that foolish that we actually think that if the world temperature changes by a tenth of a degree, that we caused it, or that we can change it back? And, oh, I am so thankful for, I'm blanking on his first name, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. The other day he's questioning John Kennedy. No, is it John? Yeah, it is. Wow, is that – yeah, so he's actually got this great southern slow accent, and when he questions people, it's just disarming. And so he's questioning this guy. I forget the guy's name, but he was the undersecretary or second in command on climate or whatever. Anyway, in the Biden administration. And he asks him, okay, if we do all of this, $50 trillion worth of action, you know, it's always, oh, we got to do something. Doing something's better than nothing. No, it's not. It's sometimes better to do nothing. But doing something's better. They want to spend $50 trillion to combat climate change. Just let that sink in for a minute. It's undefined, and therefore it's just spending money for an outcome they cannot even define. So Senator Kennedy asked this guy, if we do this, if we do everything you're asking us to do, $50 trillion, how much will it lower the climate change, or reduce our emissions, or reduce whatever, you know? And the guy couldn't even answer it. Could not even answer the question. And so Kennedy's point was, even if we do everything you're telling us to do, waste all of this money, ruin the economy, ruin industries out there, based on shoddy science, fake science, and experts that aren't, even if we do all of that, what you're saying is we will not even accomplish the task, or we won't know if we've accomplished the task. That's insane, folks. That's literally insane. It's destroying your nation for an outcome you can't even define or know if you've achieved it. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's go to Florida, the great state of Florida, who keeps lapping my state of Texas, which is embarrassing. I hate to admit it, but Michael's calling in from Florida. Michael, go ahead, man.
Oh, man, so many great topics. This is the first time I've ever called this particular program. I've been listening to AFR for years. I appreciate it all.
Thank you for listening.
Man, that last comment about, you know, the WHO and all like that, that's crazy. What I was originally going to say was, you know, you were talking about having Major League Baseball and all that other stuff. I was never really into sports personally, but my thing was always was stupid heroes. And because of the loony left, I called them the SABS, S-A-B-S, the Share a Brain Society. Okay, SABS. I have had to give up my stupid heroes. No more stupid heroes. Okay, and definitely I gave up Target a long time ago because I signed that boycott, you know, as soon as they did the thing where women's changing rooms and all that.
That's right.
If we keep supporting and just pretending like it's nothing, then they're just going to keep up with nonsense.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it. And. You know, like you said, there's all these things that it's sacrifice. Yeah, But, man, it's a small sacrifice. When I say I had to give up baseball, I mean, come on, folks. What big deal? A pastime? Entertainment? And that's the other thing that you know, Michael's talking about. You give up Disney. You give up you know, whatever outlet, whatever Target, whatever woke corporation that is poisoning the country with the cultural Marxism that they are using your money to seep into the market. We do need to sacrifice more. It's like my friend Rick Santorum says, you know, nobody's sacrificing. Whatever we're doing, it's not enough. We've got to do more. We've got to be willing to stand. And like Michael was saying, the comics, I mean, you know, it used to be that the comics, I was talking about this, you know, truth, justice, and the American way. I mean, that used to be the Superman comic theme. Truth, justice, and the American way used to mean something. That's something you could rally around. That's something you wanted your kid reading, right? You wanted to instill that. The famous speech on planting yourself by the river of truth by Captain America. Talking about when the whole world says something wrong is right and the world tells you to move. No, you plant yourself by the river of truth and say, no, you move. I'm standing by truth. That was Captain America in a comic book. I mean, those things used to reflect the American and, frankly, biblical values when you get down to it that this nation was built upon and it literally was reflected in the culture. And we've allowed that to be erased everywhere. In fact, I remember, you know, since Michael brings up the comics, I remember John Cooper from Skillet came to Patriot Academy last summer and spoke at our big leadership congress at the Texas Capitol, which, by the way, if you want to get your kids into a great training program, send them to our leadership congress. 16 to 25-year-olds, go to patriotacademy.com. But John Cooper was speaking on the House floor. And I mean, look, this guy's a rocker. He's got tattoos everywhere. He's got, you know, earrings. He's got, I mean, he doesn't look like your typical conservative guy. And I love him. His podcast, his Cooper Stuff podcast, is phenomenal. The guy is spot on. Anyway, he spoke to the kids and he was talking about how, you know, the left and all this wokeism is destroying America and that it destroyed the comic books. He brought that up because he said, you know, he had some Marvel tattoos and he hated the fact that what had once been something that reflected the values we wanted our kids to learn is now being used to indoctrinate them with leftist philosophy. So Michael's right. We've got to sacrifice more. We've got to start giving up some of these, you know, pleasurable things in life, easy things in life, and maybe you got to drive a little farther to shop somewhere besides Target. Maybe you got to drive a little farther to get your coffee from somebody besides Starbucks. Maybe it doesn't taste quite as good, but frankly, I think the local coffee shops usually have a better mocha than Starbucks anyway. So whatever you're giving up, whether it's Disney or baseball, let's start giving of our lives, fortune, sacred honor, and start standing by the river of truth. Plant yourself and tell the whole world you move. Thanks for listening to At the Core with Walker Wildman and Rick Green.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.